This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A federal judge in San Francisco says the Trump administration's sweeping overhaul of the federal government must stop for the moment. The ruling came last night in response to a lawsuit filed by a broad coalition of organizations who argued that the president lacks the authority to order such huge changes without getting approval from Congress. And it is the latest in a string of court battles over Trump's executive power. NPR's Andrea Hsu joins us. Andrea, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
What happened in court?
Yeah, well, this case was brought by several labor unions, a bunch of nonprofits, and some local governments, including the cities of Baltimore, Chicago, and San Francisco. And they argued that the mass layoffs that Trump has called for, you know, the shuttering of entire agencies in some cases, can't happen without this authorization from Congress. And U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston agreed. Judge Ilston, who was a Clinton appointee, noted that in his first term, Trump did ask Congress for such approval. And she said he could have done that here, but he didn't. She said a temporary restraining order was necessary to protect the power of the legislative branch.
How long a pause is this temporary restraining order?
So her order lasts 14 days, and it applies to about 20 federal agencies, those that are named as defendants in the lawsuit. They include nearly all the ones that Americans are familiar with, you know, the Department of Agriculture, Health and Human Services, the Treasury Department, the Environmental Protection Agency, and many, many more.
What's the administration's response?
Well, they brought a bunch of arguments to court yesterday, and one that the government's lawyer, Eric Hamilton, raised was that the court lacked jurisdiction to hear this case in the first place. Scott, this is an argument we've heard a lot the past few months in other cases, and the government's position is that complaints around personnel matters involving federal workers must first be brought to the agencies that Congress created to hear such complaints, like the Merit Systems Protection Board. But Judge Ilston appeared unpersuaded by that argument. She seemed doubtful that Congress intended for such a sweeping overhaul of the entire government to be handled by these administrative bodies.
What about the crucial argument people who brought this suit make that President Trump is stepping on congressional authorities?
Yeah, well, the government has tried to downplay what Trump has done here. You know, at the heart of this case is an executive order that Trump signed back in February that lays out what he expects agencies to do, you know, prepare for large-scale layoffs, shut down offices whose functions are not mandated by statute. Well, the government's attorney said the president's executive order merely provides directions to agencies to carry out what the law already allows them to do, that it sets out a planning process. But in court, the plaintiff's attorney, Danielle Leonard, was not having this. She told the judge, no, this is a mandatory order instructing agencies to begin mass layoffs now and to do so in the manner that the president is directing.
Of course, we've seen employees being fired and offices being shut down. What, if anything, does this order from a judge mean for that?
Yeah, well, Judge Ilston's order pauses further implementation of Trump's executive order and the memos that were issued telling agencies how to comply. So what that means is that those 20 agencies named in the lawsuit cannot announce more layoffs or office closures while her order is in effect. And for employees who already received a layoff notice but are still on administrative leave, their final separation won't happen while her order is in effect. Now, Judge Ilston also ordered the Trump administration to provide the court with those reorganization plans that agencies have had to submit for approval, and also the plans that have already been approved. Those are due Tuesday. So we may get a window into who and what could be cut at all these different agencies by next week.
And we expect the government will appeal?
Yeah, in fact, the government already filed an appeal to the Ninth Circuit late last night, even though temporary restraining orders, Scott, are generally not appealable. This was actually discussed in yesterday's hearing. What's clear is that the Trump administration is not dropping this fight. The White House has told NPR before it believes the president has the authority to do what he's doing, and it's prepared to battle this in court.
NPR's Andrea Hsu, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.